Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast. This is your boy, Brian, a.k.a. El Nino, and today I'm joined with...
Jordan.
And then just go around and introduce yourselves. These episodes are, of course, the quarantine session, so we're recording via Zoom, so the quality might not be as great as always, but we do what we can. So we'll start with just kind of Tila and the ladies and work our way around.
Yeah, so I'm Tila, a.k.a. Tila Not Tequila on Instagram. Calling in today from New York City, a.k.a. Ground Zero for coronavirus right now.
True. Y'all holding down out there. Amy, who we got?
Yeah, I'm Amy. I don't have a fun nickname, but also calling from Ground Zero from New York. We're just, you know, Carolina girls hanging out in the city and quarantining.
Just a couple of kittens out in the city.
Just a couple of kittens.
And the fellas, who are the fellas joining me tonight?
Yeah, we got a Giants fan over there. Let him go first.
All right. It's, I'm Dennis, a.k.a. D-Rad. Help out on the video game side of things for Zero Dark Nerdy.
Word. It's Mateo, longtime ZDN guy, a.k.a. I will never financially recover from this.
Oh, that's good. Today's episode is going to be on the number one show on Netflix. Honestly, the number one show probably in the world right now. It is Tiger King, Murder, Madness, and Mayhem. We're going to be talking about just kind of initial thoughts, favorite. I don't even know if there's a favorite. Definitely some least favorite characters on the show. And then when the inevitable movie comes out, who we would like to play what characters. So for Amy and Tila, you know, two long, long time friends of ours from North Carolina living in the city, we're glad that you're doing okay. We do want to give a big shout out to everyone across the world. We hope that you're doing all right. All our listeners, all our fans, even if you never heard of us before, please stay home. You know, practice social distancing. This shit is mad real. Just stay indoors as much as humanly possible so we can all get through this and get back to, you know, quote unquote normal as soon as possible.
And thank you for essential workers, our janitors and our healthcare workers and our grocery people and gas station folks.
True.
Big up.
Thank you.
Yep. Very, very, very good call on that one. And big shout out Renee Reed as well. We're going to shout her out on Wednesday during trivia night. But yeah, all the essential workers out there, thank you for everything you do, especially everybody in the medical field. Everybody staying open for us to try to live as normal as possible during these times. So Tila, we'll start with you, then go to Amy, and then Matthew, and then D-Rad, and go from there. And so give us some initial feedbacks on the one and only Tiger King.
All right, initial feedback. First of all, what the fuck? Every 30 seconds, they're like,
that's about right.
Wow, this shit is not going to get crazier. And then it's like, surprise, like, it is. Like, there's so many missing limbs and questionable meat. And
questionable meat.
The puns right now. The puns right now.
That's when I sent y'all the face. When I sent Brian and Tila a face when the questionable meat came up, and I was like, "What am I watching?"
Yeah, that was top three moments of I had to run out of the room gagging. We'll get to the other two later.
Wait, was it when it's on the pizza?
When they put it on the pizza, that was it for me. That was it for me.
It wasn't when they were just like digging through it. Like,
oh no, that too. Like,
that's bad. But on the pizza, I don't know.
Listen, you work in the restaurant industry long enough, you're not surprised by shit like that.
Bologna, Walmart bologna. They had bologna on that truck. Bologna on pizza. Listen, I live in New York now. I'm bougie now with my pizza. You
don't put bologna. Fair enough.
Anyway, second thought, might just be me, but like, was Joe like swagged out or what?
Yeah. Like, the drip nonstop.
Styling every fucking day. He's like,
the drip was mad real.
The first thing you saw was a bedazzled handcuff.
I mean, that's when he grabbed me. I mean, immediately sucked in.
Really?
So much sequins. I'm a sucker for sequins. Anytime.
The dude was a walking trapper keeper.
Glitter.
It was New Year's all the time for him.
And then there was a meme about the EMT jacket he had.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, why did he do
that? Was the first thing I noticed. I'm like, does he just have this on deck for when
I didn't even register for the park?
The damn EMT bomber.
And it's like so slim, like everything is just barely buttoned on him. Just barely. Can't gain a pound, so you know he's not eating that Walmart meat.
No, he's on that meth diet, girl. Come on now. No.
He's on that Target shit.
Target truck.
He's how that expires the week later shit.
Oh, no.
Amy, what are some of your thoughts about it when you first got into it?
So my initial thought and a consistent thought that I had throughout my viewing experience was that I have waited on one, if not all, of those characters throughout my bartending career. That, whether it's in North Carolina or New York, like, that shit has come into my bar and stayed way longer and told me stories that were way too personal. And it was just maybe that, like, it was a shocking, like, documentary. But I think that's one of the things that I was like, I can see this happening. 100%. See some guy doing this. Like, it's just everybody in the service industry has met somebody like that at one time or another, whether it was
it's not just some guy,
whether it was creepy ass Jeff, like Jeff, like we have definitely met that guy
with, oh,
like,
Jeff on UFC Nights and Stumbles
and the hot girls that are way coked out. Like, we've all met with the rental Ferrari that we're all like, okay,
all affliction, you know, everything.
Your car gets declined here all the time. You know, we've all met those guys. And like I said, it just happens to be more redneckity in North Carolina, but it, you get it up here as well. For sure. Yeah, so I was also horrified by the meat truck. Mm-hmm. And I have been broke in my life, but I don't think I've ever
been even noticed that before. Have you even watched it?
Also, the guy in Myrtle Beach, like, I think, I texted Brian and Teal. I was like, My mother's house is an hour and a half from there. How did I not know that this ball of crazy
I live 20 minutes from that guy.
Did I not know?
Stay away.
Yeah. So those are, and then I also felt really bad for the husbands. Like, the husbands were clearly drug addicts. And the one who's died, his mother, like, I felt.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because she was clearly like nodding out during one of her interviews. And then also just like when they were like, remember that scene when they were talking about the drugs and like Tiger King was like shooting a gun and the husband's mom was like laughing. I was like, oh, I also know this family. Like,
like, oh, that's hilarious. Point a gun at someone.
Been around, like, you know, and it's like everyone has that in their family. Maybe that's just the country. I don't know. But like on drugs, and he was like, they were just doing shit for drugs, which it, even though we know that it's not an excuse, it always makes me very sad to see, like,
right,
their own choices, but it always just makes me very sad to see that. But those are my key takeaways. And then we got the Britney Spears gold after we stopped watching, and it just keeps getting, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. We ain't talking about no herps.
That's the thing. Has anyone gone down the Twitter feed? I have to send this to you guys. Like, if I can even send it, I'll send it to you in the Facebook chat. Robert Moore did a documentary around the same time. He did a podcast, and he has a mega thread on Twitter.
Okay.
Like, it's insane. At one point, Tiger King, like, apparently told everyone that he had cancer and was raising money on his Facebook. And Robert Moore was like, yeah, I actually believed him because he showed me this horrifying picture. He posts the picture. He says, it turns out he was hospitalized, not from cancer, but from severe dehydration and a really bad herpes breakout. And when you see the picture.
Like, oh, no.
I'm going to send it to our Tiger Talk right now.
You know it's that bad because of everything that we have seen in a 7-part documentary, which already makes you go like, holy shit, that case of herpes that bad. They're like, we can't even put that in.
This guy was doing his podcast around the same time as the documentary was going on. So he offered like 4 or 5 years of his life. And he's just like, oh yeah, this Netflix documentary. Like, and he starts going through and people are asking him questions and he's answering. It is like, it's content gold.
I'll have to check it out. Matthew, what were your some of your takeaways from this train wreck of a masterpiece?
Yeah, I'm blown away now. Like, Jesus, where do I go from there?
Like, listen, we've been quarantined. We had a lot of time to go down rabbit holes, okay? We've been in the house for a while.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, the thing is, like, well, first of all, I was like, yeah, I'm never going to Oklahoma, ever.
I've been. You're right.
There's no reason. Like, I don't get it. But then the South Carolina guy shows up, the Myrtle Beach guy, and he's like everyone I've ever hated. And he also has many wives, and like all of this is okay. Like, they're saying all of this. Like,
I did not know this was such a thing. Like, who knew that this cat thing was A, such a flex, and B, such a like community. I'm like, who are these people? But there's not just one. There are all of them are like that.
Mm-hmm. They're the people that sat in a new bar and talk to everyone for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours every Saturday night. And you're like, that guy's kind of odd. And then in his house, that's how they live.
I thought we were free and clear until I saw Myrtle Beach. I said,
I know. Oh,
shit. Dirty Myrtle.
Dirty Myrtle.
In there.
Yeah, everyone in North and South Carolina went, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried watching it again today.
Okay.
And and it was like, what the fuck? Again.
Yeah.
All over again. And
yeah.
I think the second episode started with, no, and the first episode ended with, oh yeah, she fed her husband to the tigers. And then it started. The second episode started with, oh yeah, she ended. She killed her episode. She killed her husband and fed him to the tigers. And all this time, everybody's like really down on Joe for doing stupid stuff, which they should be.
Right.
The only one in jail, though. Right? Or
yeah,
is the other guy in jail?
Yeah, the crew looking guy. He's still in jail.
What's that?
No, I was saying all of them should be in jail.
They should all be in jail.
Oh yeah.
Campaign manager. He was a.
He was the coolest guy.
He was by far.
Except for the whole
sane person in there.
Well,
the guy with no legs. He wasn't too bad.
No,
yeah, he was
all fine. I'll save it for when we do, because I have a character, but...
Yeah, he was fine.
I mean, I kind of thought the girl that lost her arm, or the guy, she's trans, he's trans, that lost his arm, I mean, with the exception of having a really misplaced loyalty, also seemed fairly normal. I mean, again, with the exception of missing an arm. I mean...
Matt's like...
no, she's...
I feel like if you worked at that park, there's got to be some sort of screw loose.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And I mean, on top of that, too, she made it to where, like, we could never call out sick for work again. Like, her damn arm got mauled off, and she was back at work in, like, 3 fucking days. Like, when I'm sick, I don't even want to go to work for a week. No. This chick is missing half an arm, and she was like, oh, I was back at work on, like, Thursday.
Well,
like,
that's what? Also a...
Yeah, but to Matt's point too, the $100 a week thing, and I mean, a lot of these people, I mean, they even said it too, like they were, you know, just fresh out of prison, felons, like no one's going to give them a chance except for working at this place.
Yeah, so they're
like, free room and board, $100 a week, here we go.
Expired meat, everything you
can
eat.
Yeah. All the expired meat you can have.
And apparently, you know, petting big cats, that's another form of payment.
True.
So many people did so much crazy shit, and their justification was, "Well, I got to be around the cats. I got to pet the cats." I'm like,
"No." You know what's funny is, like, we all remember when on the dating apps, like the tiger was like a thing. On the dating apps, it was like a thing where people were posing with tigers, and I never got that. I was like, "Why is this supposed to impress me? I don't understand."
And it's not like a big ass tiger; like, it's a little cub.
Not only that, it's not a fucking Disney movie. It's not like it's coming up to you to be your friend. Like, you're going to an enclosure to, like, hang out with a drugged up tiger. That doesn't make you attractive in any way.
I mean, neither do the Affliction shirts, but that one dude had him in Spain. I mean,
and the bandana.
He was sponsored by Affliction.
No, that was
so triggering.
So triggering. What were some of your first reactions from the show?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. All right. Yes. So it was just watching it. It was kind of like, this is kind of like the analogy that I thought of. It's probably a horrible one, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's like you were watching it. It's almost like when like your house catches on fire, but like one part of your house catches on fire. Then you're like, oh crap, we should probably go tell the neighbors. Maybe they can help us out, get some water or something. And then you come back and then the next room's on fire and you're like, oh shit. Like, wow, look at the, you're like, oh wait, hold on. The house is still on fire, and to the next room, to the next room, to the next room. And before you know it, the house is burnt to the ground. And that's kind of how it felt like it ended too. Cause you were just like, oh, and Joe's in jail and they're building a new zoo. And you're like, wait, that was like, everything was on getting uncovered. And they're like, and we don't know about Carol with her husband. It's like all these like things where you just like I said, with the fire, you're like, oh, look, dude, my house keeps catching on fire. And then all of a sudden, before you know, it's burnt to the ground. You're like, wait, what? It's over. Like, I need closure. I need, you know, I need all these things answered. And it's just like, nope, this is what happened. And this is how crazy some of these people are. And you're just like, oh okay. All right. I'm not petting a tiger ever again in my life, but okay.
Could that be good directing?
Yeah.
And good editing?
I guess. I was literally in shock. I mean, it was just
sometimes
like.
Sometimes the story tells itself, you know?
Yeah. But I was just like, because my fiance was saying, she's like, I almost wish they waited like 5 years down the road, or like maybe if Joe gets out of jail or something like that, where you kind of see more of a story. Because like we were talking about, there's that scene where Joe's. What would that be? His third husband fourth husband is in that room, and he's like pulling out all that stuff because Joe's like give away the house, and he pulls out that thing, and that person that who I don't know a lawyer I don't know who was, they were like no close that, and we were like what?
Oh yeah, because he sold some tigers to Doc Antle in Myrtle Beach.
And he was pulling
out, put that away.
Yeah, he's like no, put that away, and we were like what was that?
Like, yeah,
receipts.
And so there's like all these like little things where you're sitting there and you're like, what?
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I fell asleep on the very last episode because I had been binging it, and then I kind of woke up at the very end. I was like, okay, all the tigers are gone. I can't go back. I can't rewind it and watch it again. I can't do it. I just went through the whole emotional roller coaster. And that.
Just imagine the best book you've ever read and the writer having a heart attack right before he ends.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
what it felt like. That's what I needed. There was like so much shit happening, like so much illegal stuff.
Yeah.
And the one thing, the one person, so Joe's my favorite like bad person in the whole series. Like, they're all bad.
All of the bad people,
he is. Piece of shit.
Of all the bad ones, he's at the top of my list.
You're the best bad person.
He's the best bad person in my heart. But like what he did, I mean, yeah, like they talked about killing Carol like every fucking day, but like they also did a lot of other illegal stuff, and that just goes nowhere.
I know.
You're like, so you pick the one thing that like,
well, yeah, but
in a thing, and that's what we're doing. Like, that's what you got.
Yeah, he definitely like threw himself under the bus. Like, gave them all the evidence that they ever needed on the internet.
100%. He's not a smart criminal.
So today when I rewatched it, I remember, so he's locked up on 5 counts of killing 5 lions.
Right.
Right.
But then when you go to Carol's place, she has this whole wall of monuments of cats that she's killed.
Yeah. Yeah. She's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Died on their own.
That was the other thing. It's like, every single, you know, like you always hear the saying, two sides to every story. With this, everybody's story, there's like 18 sides to every story. 18. You're like, I didn't give him $3,000. Well, yeah, he gave me $3,000. Well, I didn't go to Florida. But yeah, I did go to Florida, but yeah, I didn't get take the $3,000. And you're just like,
was that Alan?
Yeah. You're like, what?
I think the worst for me was Jeff, for sure. I mean, he was the one that started, like, I mean, obviously we don't like Jeff in general, but the whole like bringing Cubs to Vegas,
yeah, to Vegas,
like just the rage that was in, like, I just
in
it
suitcase.
Takes a really shit human being. And you like even see him in the cage when he started pissing off a lion, then he starts beating the lion because the lion's attacking. I'm like, it's not a toy, like it's a and towards the end when they started breeding more because they needed to make more money, that's when I really was like, I think that's when Joe lost it for me. You know, like I felt like he was misguided before.
Yeah.
But when he started doing that, I was just like, no, we're not. Not here for that, cats and kittens. We're not here for it.
That was another thing that left unsaid. Like when they, when he rented that party bus.
Yeah, that's fun.
Right.
And then all he said was, that was a bad idea.
They can't even take care of themselves and others. Yeah. How terrible they're going to be to those animals on a party bus. Yeah. Like, imagine all the cocaine and all the alcohol and just all the, like, really terrible human beings in general, plus all of that.
And they're in Vegas.
Cat in there? No.
No.
That's my bleeding heart moment. I'm sorry.
You're good.
We'd like to take the time to thank one of our sponsors, Andrew Newman, attorney at law. Located here in Greensboro, North Carolina, he can assist you with your criminal as well as traffic violations, and his practice includes Guilford, Forsyth, as well as all surrounding counties. To set up a free consultation, you can contact him at 336-663-2388, and you can also visit him on his website, attorneynewman.com.
You're good. Jordan, what were your thoughts?
Like, it was hilarious. Like, the second episode especially was, to me, my favorite episode because it just talked about, like, his music and like the husbands coming in.
It's on Spotify.
And the wonderful music videos.
I forgot.
But like when I started getting deeper into the series, it just got more and more sad and I just felt angrier each episode. And it became less fun to watch because it just made me angry, honestly.
Yeah, I think that's when people started realizing. I think the direction behind it was a little bit genius because it was showing this kooky, crazy character and the face that he presented to the world and kind of the face that tricked all these people if they weren't paying attention. And then it kind of devolved into what was really going on and how he was a predator. He in the Twitter feed that I sent you, the guy kind of goes into Joe's background a little bit and some of the abuse that he suffered, etc. But be that as it may, like, he was very clearly a predator, whether it was taking advantage of the animals or it was taking advantage of, you know, vulnerable people just out of jail. Like, when he was getting that woman who was homeless and, like, giving her a job and all of this, like, I was so angry because she was crying and she was either, like, out of rehab or something or out of jail. And he was like, yeah, you know, I'll give you a job. Like, he was so magnanimous and just this wonderful human being. I'm like, you're going to give her pennies a day to bust her ass and to abuse animals and to live off of like rotten meat, and you're doing it and you're
almost tricking her
into thinking that she's getting like a new chance at like, come on, that's just a shitty human being right there. Yeah. I don't like that.
Well, wasn't his like heart in the right place when he first started that?
Perhaps.
Like, I guess he was like, yeah, I want to end the brief started stuff. Yeah. I want to end everything. And then the money and like got to his head.
Yeah.
Well, I think the money, and then I think, and the guy on that feed talks about it, like when he started losing control and people weren't loving and he didn't have control of his image anymore, then he obviously has some mental health issues as well. So he just started spiraling and then doing whatever he could and, you know, just lies and bad behavior, beginning lies and bad behavior. It was sad to watch, but then also when you watch him, like I mentioned earlier, like he literally screwed over all the people that actually were loyal to him.
Right.
In the end, he screwed over all the people that were good to him and got in bed with these really terrible like felons.
Yeah. And I mean, even, you know, towards the end, and obviously if you've not watched Tiger King, I don't know why you're listening to this episode right now. his court case, everybody was pretty much against him except for, I forget the guy was with no legs, but he was the only one that was actually somewhat going to bat for Joe. Being like, look, he's not perfect. Like, he's definitely fucked up, but he's not as terrible as Jeff. He's not Carol. You know, like, he's not going to do all this stuff.
I think that Joe and Carol are probably on the same page.
Yeah, yeah, for sure they all are.
By any means. I'm not signing any free Joe petitions or anything like that. But, you know, that's really the only guy.
To get out of jail.
Right, yeah, he's trying to get a presidential pardon right now. But that's a story for another day. So, to Matt's point earlier, too, I do think, like, and Netflix, I tell you what, I don't know if they have something to do with the post-production, But they get these documentaries that just hit on the editing. Like, the editing is just top notch. It draws you in, because if you figure, because to me, you know, Heather, Jordan's mom, we were watching it, and I thought this shit happened in like the 90s. I mean, of course, the clothes.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna say.
I'm like, how old is this shit?
Alone was very Travis Tritt. I mean,
right. So I'm like, and then, you know, we start seeing dates, and I'm like, 2019? This motherfucker's still wearing this shit?
You've been to South Carolina, though, right? Like, you.
I'm not even talking about the South Carolina dude. I mean, I'm sticking with Joe right now. But yeah, no, I mean, I get it. Yeah.
Well, the South Carolina dude has the soul patch.
Yeah. Right.
That compound is a whole nother itself.
I'm glad they found that girl that was like, used to be a part of it and then left.
Yeah.
Like, she also seemed like, out of everyone, the most sane.
Yeah.
Like, out of everybody, for sure.
Yeah.
But she literally got talked into a boob job because she wanted to sleep.
Yeah. Like, I just wanted to rest
the floor.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, really wanted, but I was tired.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought the editing was great, but, you know, to Dennis's point too, it was. It's like just watching one thing, you know. I got to the point where literally I'm like, this has to be fake. This cannot be real, you know, especially like when they were like, well, you know, and they ended it so perfect to Matthew's point. Well, you know, Carol killed her husband. And I'm like, what? And then, you know, there's that. Then there's the meat truck. Then they bring in the Jeff guy and he's all afflictioned out. Then there's the other dude. Then
they interviewed a drug dealer. They interviewed Scarface.
Right. Then he's running for governor. Well, no, he's running for president.
What was his name?
I'm like, what in the fuck is going on right now? And why do I not remember
really
this?
That's really spiraling. That's like when whatever disorder is going on in his brain that he was just like.
Presidential run?
Yeah. I don't want to label it because I don't know, but there's something happening there. For sure.
So, you know, eventually there will be a movie be made about this some way, somehow. I mean, there's got to be. This is just one of the most. I thought Don't Fuck with Cats was on some shit, but this one.
I didn't watch that. I couldn't do it.
It's rough. I'll tell you, that's a rough cats first is. Episode. But, and it's only three episodes. So by the time you get to episode two and three, it's like, you better catch this motherfucker. But
I read
the
synopsis. First episode is rough. That's enough for me.
No, and it's not for everybody, but this one, no, I mean, the story is so unbelievable. I would love to see a movie based on this. So, you know, this time around, we'll start with Jordan and then go. No,
don't do it. I'm thinking right now.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. We'll start with Dan. We'll start with Dennis and then go to Matt, then go to Amy and then Teela and then back to me. So starting with Dennis, like, you know, as far as you can pick out any characters, one character, like, who would you like to see play a part in the Lion, or the Lion King, the Tiger King movie?
Like, what actor?
Yeah.
So
for any role in the documentary.
So I'm actually reusing this because I saw it on a meme, but I thought it was a little too perfect. who's the other actor in Step Brothers, not Will Ferrell.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly as Doc Annell. I was like, oh man.
That's... Well, you know Will Ferrell's going to be in there.
Yep. And then, and I think the meme was had like Danny McBride as the Tiger King.
Oh, yes.
That would work.
I think.
Perfect. He's not super slim enough, though. Like, part of it is part of Joe's like whole persona is he's this very 70s rocker skinny, like meth head 90s kind of.
David
Spade played Joe Dirt, like that.
Or who plays Officer Dangle in Reno 911?
Yeah,
I can't think of his name. So there was a meme though where it was like, if Joe Dirt and Officer Dangle had a kid, it would be Joe Exotic, which is the perfect perfect mix.
So I think that'd be those are I. It's reused, but I saw it and I was like, those are too perfect. So that's who I'd go with.
Nice, nice. Matthew, what are your thoughts on the Hollywood premiere for Tiger?
I immediately thought of Joe Dirt, but like I would do it as like a drama and like, you know, like in a world. And it'd be Affleck and it'd be like Melissa McCarthy.
Oh God.
Nice.
Gone Girl Part Two.
It'd be like a big production thing.
Okay, okay. I like it. I like it. Amy, what are your thoughts on who would play who?
I mean, Kate McKinnon is just perfect in so many ways. I would say, I really, really would like to see Zach Galifianakis potentially as Doc, but honestly, like any of those, I think that he could be, he's just got that weird, like, crazy humor, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he's just not really sane, and so some of the things he doesn't say, but he'll say it, like, with a straight-faced delivery. And he's from the area, so you know he's gonna get it, right? he's gonna pull on some serious, like, life experience there. So I would like to see him in there somewhere, but yeah.
All right, Tila, who do you got?
All right, let's see. First one, I'm gonna go Zac Efron has got to play one of these hot.
Yes! Oh my god! He's Trevor.
You gotta bring the ladies in the movie theater. I hear you.
I mean, if he could be Ted Bundy, I mean,
yes,
he could do anything.
He's like not Joe Jonas because he's just like too pretty. But I think Zac Efron would be.
Yeah, pretty. It's got to be him. He's got to be one or all three of them. I don't care. and then I was thinking for Carol because Carol really is like the most fascinating character to me in this whole series. I mean. She's like next level psychotic, in my opinion.
Yeah.
To me, like everyone else is like, you know what they're doing, and they know what they're doing, and they want to just keep doing it. But she wants to do what they're doing without somehow masking it and making it seem this other thing. And she's doing that. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, like, who could play that, like, sunny, but like you can tell that they're demented. And I think that, Toni Collette would pull that off.
Yes, Toni Collette would be great.
Hard agree.
Wow, good call.
I love Toni Collette with a passion.
Same.
Yeah. He's very I also think, what's her name? Shoot. As a backup. I want to call her, where is, Carol Kane would also be a really good Carol. But she's in The Hunters now. She was in The Addams Family. She was in that Kimmy Schmidt thing. She's a little older, though, so that's the only thing.
Yeah.
Like, she's a little older, but she has those, like, crazy eyes and the crazy blonde hair, and she's very kind of dark but also kooky. Mm-hmm. She's a little bit younger. I think Carol Kane would be really fantastic.
You know, ironically, the lady from Ozark, the mom from Ozark.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, good call on that. Nice. So who do you figure yours out?
I think so. For Carol, I mean, I do like, I think Kate McKinnon's the perfect option, but if I had to pick like other ones, I feel like, I don't know, Kristen Wiig would be really funny. If it was more serious, who's the mom from Get Out that hypnotizes?
Oh, she was the girlfriend and 40-year-old virgin that had the eBay store. I can't think of her name.
She's good. Her, who is it? It's not Catherine Keener. Is it Catherine Keener?
Yeah, it is. Catherine Keener.
Yeah. I was also thinking for one of the girlfriends, for like the girlfriend of Jeff, the main girlfriend, Debbie Mazur.
Ah, nice. Right? Love her.
She's like hot, but also like just weird and dark.
Yeah, it's those eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the eyes. It's great. The eyes. Like she's hot, but she also might stab you. I don't know.
She does, though. Yeah.
And she's fucking funny. She's really funny.
Oh, yeah. I still watch Entourage at least once a week, and literally it's for her and Ari. Love it. Do you have anybody else?
I mean, I think Will Ferrell would be a good Doc.
Yeah, he would be a great Doc.
Basically, he would. I don't.
So for Doc, and I think Matthew would appreciate this, and it's because he looks very similar to him in the movie High Fidelity, but Tim Robbins... Because he's got the ponytail, he's got the little thing there, looks just like Doc. So if you've not seen the original High Fidelity, not the new show with Zoe Kravitz, which I do want to check that out.
That's on my list because I love her.
I do want to check that out. But yeah, Tim Robbins for Doc. And then for Joe Exotic, hold on, I think I wrote it down.
That's such a hard one to cast. Like, it is. You know, like, I feel like once they cast it, we'll be like, oh, okay, that's great. But that's a hard one.
Yeah, I went with Woody Harrelson. I think he can just play anything.
Yes.
And he's just, you know, he's so kooky and just such a great actor. And I could just see him do that role.
And he's always stoned, so it would work out so well.
Right. I mean, I could just, especially just him playing a great Larry Flint in The People versus Larry Flint.
Yeah.
I think he could do this role hands down to a T. And then I like the Zac Efron there, Tila, for one of the dudes. It'd be cool to see, like, as the other guy, the one with without the teeth, maybe doing like Channing Tatum, but without the teeth, like having
that
meth mouth.
Yes. I feel bad. Apparently, again, in that Twitter thread, they apparently Jonathan like fixed his teeth. Like that's been done for a while, but the producers just never showed it.
Yeah.
My face hurts every time I watch him smile. Like, anytime he really smiles,
with great teeth. Yeah, and that was great. And again, with the editing too, it was so great when the sheriff's talking about, well, there's this thing that they call meth mouth, and then it literally pans the dude with the fucking meth mouth.
I saw a meme that was like the gap between his teeth was like practicing social distancing.
Yeah.
I had to recently explain Mountain Dew mouth to people up here in the city, and they were like, "What is that?" I was like, "It's a thing in the mountains." Similar to meth mouth, but it's Mountain Dew mouth, and it's the whole thing. And they were like, "I've never heard of that before." I was like, "I'm not surprised. that you haven't."
Like, was it in his contract that he was never allowed to wear a shirt for any of the interviews?
Oh, thank you. I was going to bring that up earlier and totally forgot. The most random scenes of interviews ever are in this documentary. I said that to Heather. I was like, did he just go up and be like, "Nah, man, I ain't wearing no shirt for this shit. You just got to tape it like this."
Again, we've met these people. I don't know why anyone on this call is surprised.
The other dude, the hitman guy, Frank, they're like interviewing him in some cheap motel, like heart-shaped bathtub.
Yeah. He and Jeff were genuinely terrifying to me. Like those are the people that you have to, like, those are your patrons that come in, and you're like, "I'm going to serve this guy a beer, and I'm not going to make him mad because I just..."
Oh, I don't remember him being in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a bad love motion.
Yeah. And of course, I mean,
at the very end.
It's always a good sign of anything that's entertaining us. And I mean, at least we have this here to entertain us while we're all stuck at home.
Oh, Netflix.
You know, we're not saying any of these people are great. But the memes, though. I mean, last year we started off the year with Bird Box, and the Bird Box memes were so damn good.
Bird Box.
And this year started off good with some memes, you know, with Baby Yoda and everything else. But the Tiger King memes, I mean, there's like four new ones every day that pop up that are just so damn good. And today I posted the Michael Scott one of everybody's look on their face that watched a documentary that had pizza at the zoo. And I'm like, oh my God, that's true. Because you know, if you went to the zoo and you're watching a documentary, you're like, fuck no. Oh, no.
Again, like, I don't know if I've just worked at a lot of dive bars. I'm not saying that any of the dive bars I've worked at have ever put rotten meat on their food. They haven't, but it just...
Yeah, I'm not saying that I eat at five-star restaurants, but you don't want to know that you have, like, two-week-old...
No, 100%.
...meat from Walmart.
Again, for legal purposes, I am not...
Walmart secondary fuck meat.
...telling any kind of rotten meat. But it doesn't, like... I've just seen business owners, not even just in the bar, but like business owners in general, that will do some really weird, gross things to just cut corners. And you're like,
you're just gross.
Yeah. I feel like that's a thing. He just took it to another level, as meth will do for a person.
I love how they talked about meth for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's like, everyone's doing this like the whole time. I mean,
Everyone else in the country thinks that this is just how these people are. And the rest of us are like, oh no, they're on meth. Yeah.
They're like hardcore all on meth. And then that one woman.
Oh, on meth. Okay.
Surprise the whole time. But then there was that one woman, or who was it, being interviewed. They were so drunk. They literally like fell back on the bed at some point.
Oh no, that was the guy. Eric. Yeah, Eric, the guy that worked at the farm at the zoo or whatever.
Yeah, they talk about that in the Twitter feed as well. And the guy, because he also interviewed him for his podcast, and he was like, "Do you have any, you know, do you feel any kind of remorse for interviewing Eric when he was so blitzed out of his mind?" He was like, "I understand what you're saying, but." Whenever he like wasn't working, he was always blitzed out of his mind. So there was not like an ethical dilemma. That's just how he was, and he'd be the first person to tell you. Like that's just that's his state.
There was a Bacardi handle in the back shot of like every single scene that he was like at his house. Like every he was in his kitchen, there was like a Bacardi handle or a Smirnoff handle. He goes into his bedroom, you look at his nightstand, there's a Smirnoff handle. I'm like, they're all empty.
Right. Yeah, the hotel one, I noticed it after rewatching the episode. I was like, look at that big ass bottle of Smirnoff that right behind him.
Huge.
And oh, man, I've got heartburn just thinking about that.
The other scene, this one was, this is a little darker, but it actually, I was, my jaw was on the floor, was when they're talking about when Trevor comes in and he's got the gun and then they thought he pulled out all the bullets and the campaign manager, it's the camera on him. All of a sudden you see the flash and like he's just like,
yeah, I was like, that was wait, awful.
They just showed that? Like, that scene itself, like, I was not, I mean, looking back on it, you probably could have guessed what was going to happen, but I was not, that was not what I was expecting.
Oh. Right.
At all.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't gory, so it wasn't like they were showing the guy's actual death. It was the reaction. It was actually kind of a genius directorial kind of.
Yeah. It was crazy.
But it was like, that was dark.
That was dark.
It was rough.
I was already so sad for that kid in general, and then just,
And then the thing that we were talking about too is that it was kind of, not kind of, it's very schemerish how like he invites his Trevor's mom to the wedding and then doesn't speak to her. And again, this goes back to what I mentioned earlier about how there's 19 sides of every single story. So do we really know that we don't know, but we're just going off of what we watched. He invites her 2 months later, marries another dude.
Yeah.
Young dude.
Invites the mom to the wedding. And then see you later, mom.
Just long enough to take a picture and then use that for his promotional
sing a song,
whatever, and to make everyone else be like, oh, well, it's okay. That's why I'm saying he's a total sociopath. Like, just doesn't, and that doesn't mean that he's like a, you know, violent person. It just means he's a sociopath. He doesn't care about, like, his emotions are for show. That's,
you know,
I'm crazy. Sure at one point, maybe years ago, he had those actual emotions, but now he's way too far down whatever K-hole has adjusted his
base. Baskin hole.
Do you guys think he blew up his own recording studio?
Ooh,
yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Because they had like that one shitty shot that was like, oh, was this man? And why is it that the security footage everywhere is so fucking terrible? Like, you never get a decent shot of anything because, or anyone.
Like, Joe knows he's doing fishy stuff there. I'm sure he took that in mind. Like, especially when he started, like, he did fishy stuff on the daily, I'm sure.
Yeah, when it started unraveling, he was like, we gotta burn this shit to the ground and playing
characters. He was out of town for a funeral. Like, come on, man. Come on, bro.
The other thing that cracked me up was that you always hear the saying, snitches get stitches, but in this situation, everyone's like, snitches get out on top. Give away the house.
Oh yeah!
Tell everybody everything.
The guy when he first admits to being a CI for the FBI, and he's like walking through the parking lot, and he's got like the wind in his hair. I'm like, you're not a fucking superhero. You're a snitch, and you're also a terrible human being who traffics in animals. But he looked like with his double chin, and he was just.
Who would play that guy? The big guy.
Yeah, so the jet ski scene too was so random. Why?
I had seen the jet ski meme before I got to that episode. So I had been like sending this out on Instagram, like, oh, how funny is that? Thinking it was totally unrelated.
Right.
I thought this was like a new comedy movie.
I'm like, of course it's in this documentary. Of course it's got everything in here. Everything is here.
See, that guy, that Zach Galifianakis could definitely be that dude.
Yeah, I thought about that too. I wondered.
That haircut is hilarious. His haircut.
Oh, there's some horrible hair on the show.
John Goodman.
Who was that comedian in the 90s that also had a TV show or like a cartoon?
Louie,
but he's playing him now. But he would be so fucking perfect. Like young Louie would be great.
awesome. Well, before we sign off, you guys want to do some individual shout outs to all your peeps out there? We can start with Tila, go down to Amy, Matt, D-Rad, and just say hi to whoever you want to. Shout outs, just a solo dubs is what we used to call them before we wrap up this episode on the good old Tiger King.
Well, really, I'm prepared for this, so I'm just going to go with the classic, hey, Mom.
I'm going to shout out all my Greensboro peeps who are all over the place now, but as is noticeable by Teal and I in New York, but, you know, I don't get home as much as I like, but I love you guys, and I miss everyone, and I hope you're all doing well. Those are my peeps. You know who you are.
Matthew?
Word. Everybody stay home.
Stay home.
It's so simple. Just stay the fuck home.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, listen to the NW Bros. We got WrestleMania coming up next week, which probably won't be that good, but fuck it. We're going to talk about it anyway. So that's coming up on Saturday and Sunday, as they say, too big for one night. NW Bros. And stay the fuck home.
Please.
Dennis?
On top of the stay the fuck home, shout out the lovely fiance Kirsten, and then be sure to check out the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/xdxrad, sponsored by Zero Dark Nerdy.
Dale.
So any exciting things going on, we'll talk about them on the stream, hop in the chat, and we'll keep it going. If you need any ideas as to if you're getting bored, getting crazy, DM the ZDN Instagram, and we can all think of something. Whether it's making up a game or puzzles or whatever you got to do to stay home, keep yourself sane, let us know, and we can give you some tips or ideas.
Excellent. Jordan?
None of my friends have, like, watched this. They don't, like, watch, like, my best friend Eden. She doesn't watch TV, so, like, I can't, like, I only talk to Dad about Tiger King. Dad, Mom, and
Hey!
And Janice messages me all the time about Tiger King, actually. So my aunt.
It's my sister.
Wait, is that a new generational thing? Are you guys not watching TV now? I'm okay with that.
I don't know. That's all I do. Oops. But I feel like Amy said, like, it's like a big shout out to the sanitation workers and, like, the, you know, everyday grocery store workers, drive through workers, stuff like that, that are, you know, dealing with all this stuff in spite of, like, what's going on with the pandemic. I think it's really important.
Yeah. Minimum wage and below, folks, are literally keeping us going right now.
Exactly.
Without health insurance.
Yeah, everybody out there, stay safe. Just like Matthew says, stay home as much as possible. You know, I'm driving back to Greensboro. I'm literally going right to my apartment. Just going to chill there for a week or two to just do some well overdue purging of stuff I need to get rid of. And then I'll be back down here to harass my daughter for another few weeks while I get to work remote. Again, big shout out to all our fans across the world. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you like, subscribe. Follow us on all the major platforms, YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, and of course, I don't know, I'm probably forgetting some shit. Facebook, you know, all that stuff. We're everywhere. this episode's been fun. We're definitely going to do some more. I believe this will air this Wednesday. So Wednesday night, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, we are going to start doing a weekly online trivia. It was, it was okay. We got a bunch of people kind of got knocked off for Facebook reasons. I don't know what it is. So we're moving it to Zoom. So go to the Zero Dark Nerdy Facebook page. Go to events. You'll see online pop culture, online trivia presented by Zoom. So we're going to be doing that, myself and Jerry, every Wednesday at 7:30. So that way we can bring trivia to your home. So Amy and Tila, even though you're in New York and cannot physically make it for a trivia night, now people for trivia. I don't know what Jerry's rounds are yet. My two rounds are Whose Line Is It Anyways? So I'm actually going to have sound bites from comedians. You have to type in what comedian it is. And then I got sports movies as my second round. So Jerry will have two rounds. We're going to have some fun and go from there. As always, a big shout out to our good friend and attorney, Andrew Newman, attorney at law. You never know when you're going to need a lawyer. And he doesn't take care of just Guilford County. He takes care of all surrounding counties and a bunch of North Carolina. His website is attorneynewman.com. Big shout out to Yes Weekly as well as Zipster, responsible for our amazing website, as well as our SEO. And that's Z-I-B-S-T-E-R. Our website is popculturepodcast.com. And I think that's it. Big shout out. Big thank you to Tila, Amy, Matthew, D-Rad, my daughter, for joining us on this. This is stuff that's going to get us through this time, people.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
The more people stay at home, the faster we can get out and hug each other in person. Right now, we'll do some virtual hugs. Love y'all.
So remember, guys, it's not staying. It's not forcing you to stay home. You're not forced to stay in your home. You're safe in your home.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's nowhere to go anyway.
You're not in a New York apartment, enjoy your quarantine.
All the bars. I'm like, where else am I going?
Where am I
going to
go? Just bars, go
in a circle, and that's about it.
There you go. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. We'll be doing this throughout the week. I mean, right now we got nothing but time. So let's bang out some episodes, have some fun. Again, check out the website, popculturepodcast.com. Again, big thank you to Yes Weekly, Andrew Newman, Zipster. And that's it. We'll catch you on the next one. Peace. Later.
Bye, guys. Am I supposed to hang up? Okay. Bye.
Bye. Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.